do you know people snapping pictures and shit? No, you going to strip club, huh?
Yeah.
So that's fair ground.
You ain't cheating there.
You stealing money? Chilling, I'm relaxing, having a good time. Have a good time. Little dark hair, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you've been very...
Yo, this your boy Dave East. Straight down at the KV. We live on the Hip Hop Hits. Period. Wicked. Wicked songs, bro. What's it?
Got Maroon 5 blasting in that gas station. There ought to be a law, you know?
Looking at my watch, bitch, pay bands for. Gang. And she want the molly quick, Ike got a gram for. Trap nigga with a lot of cash and I'm paying for. All this drink, I'm just sipping good. Why they rolling stanks? Gang is
changed. Fucking hot out here, man. Don't gotta prove it. The sun is already just beating fucking down. Yo, ass up, be dead before you even blink.
Walking like I got money, I'ma do the money walk. Walking like I got money, I'ma do the money walk.
They had restocked all of the Rockstar Recovery in that gas station. So, everything seems like it's on the up and up. I still have a case of it on the way to my house. So, thank you.
Your morning coffee may be filtered, but Madison, I am horribly offensive and honest and blunt. And who speaks her mind? Mornings with Madison, only on Lithium.
Seems like there's a concerted effort being put into satellite radio to try to put more people on the radio. Which seems weird. It's like now the grunge station has like a morning show in a way, and they added more like show type stuff to two of the rap stations. Seems needless. But I guess maybe they probably just sit there and go like, look, if we're just going to play music, then we're going to lose to Apple Music and Spotify and everything every time. You have to offer something else. Stuff back in races.
Speaking of Hollywood vampires, they had to cancel their appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert due to guitarist Joe Perry's health scare. So Blink-182 filled in and played their new song, Bored to Death. You can see their performance online. In a recent interview with Metal Hammer magazine, Korn guitarist Monkey confirmed that the new Korn album will have a song that features Corey Taylor of Slipknot. He said, quote, "We have Corey singing on one track, and it's going to be a fan favorite because really lets loose," end quote. We have no real time for release, but as of now, we can expect the album from Korn to come later this year. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Guns. Get an FD every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
Ultimately gets into the hands of farmers, produced by the farmers, all the way into the hands of consumers.
The moon may be high, but I can't see
children, which is surprisingly not a banned hashtag on Instagram.
So you can kiss your kids on the mouth, and it's okay, but if you...
things there, which, my God, but Tyrese was there, 2 Chainz, Young Jeezy, Ricky Smiley hosted this situation, David Banner was there. During the discussion, guns came up, and David Banner was like, yo, maybe the answer is to have more guns out there on the street. So Life Jennings jumps up, and is like, you crazy, listen.
What we going through is crazy, but we ain't gonna create more by telling these people to bring guns against the police. That's stupid. Talk it's stupid.
Hold on. You with your daughter.
What y'all not gonna do is find out what my daughter's doing. That ain't happening. Everybody sit down and calm down.
I mean, the fact that it was a whole lot of buzz flying around would have kind of scared me anyway. But if there's anybody that I would believe on how to deal with the police, it would be Life Jennings. He'd have been arrested 50-11 times.
I mean, he's talking about 15 years in prison. If anybody knows, I know, and they both addressed it on social media. But, you know, the thing is called strategy for change.
Stand on, you ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, don't stand on. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Right, man, we gonna have to let you go. All right, Dirk, man, congratulations.
Oh, no.
Man, when I said we're happy for you, truth, if it ain't about the business and none of that, I'm genuinely happy for you. When you first came into our studio, I could see it in your eyes. I could feel your heart. And I see it manifesting, man. Congratulations.
No, one thing you got to congratulate him on. Dirk, can you talk about this deal with Jeezy you got?
Yeah, it's a co-sign thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was hollering at him, you know what I'm saying? He was just feeding me the information. Just like, before we even stepped into, like, conversation about Benny.
I want to listen to a terrible song. No, a specific terrible song. You all have your hands over your hearts out there while this, our national anthem, is being played.
The show in Hollywood, those are 21 and older people, and police out there hard for people coming in the club, and they still arrested us for performing in the front of adults. What is this? Is this not America? This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not the place where they brought down the wall. This is America. We have the right to say what we want to say. We have the right to do what we want to do. And what I do in my house, you might not do in your house. So what I do in my house is my business. And the simple fact of it all is that we are bonded by the First Amendment. We have the freedom of expression. We have the freedom of choice. And you, Chinese, black, green, purple, Jew, you have the right to listen to whoever you want to, and even the two live crew, two live crew, two live crew. So all you right-wingers, left-wingers, bigots, communists, that
is a place for you in this world, because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and true love is what we are.
Guess what, y'all?
It's
gangster time.
Oh, it's playing this whole album. I don't know about that. I don't. We'll take it off shuffle and go to track two.
The lead rapper of the Two Live Crew,
a lot of skits.
The release of the group's next album. It will be in mid-September, and he's promised it will be even more nasty than the last LP. Well, in our People in the News segment today, we'll focus on Luther, who was once known as Luke Skywalker. Is he a man or a myth? And
just a minute. That's a little too controversial, and I don't think we're going to be...
Here comes that black.
Watch yourself. He's kind of smart.
Ago, took a funky idea and began to roll by doing something that was never done while getting paid, still having fun. Being explicit straight from the streets, not forgetting our roots to an up-tempo beat, taking what they say just for granted. For us to give up, that's what they wanted. To do it all, we'd be taking shorts, cause at that time we were giving no thought to follow another we didn't see. We're the example for others to see. In the beginning, all we had was a phone, and trust in each other was how we lived on. Word was bond, we relied on truth, faith in each other, backed up by Luke. Journey was long, but we fought the struggle. We paid off in the end by the bundles in the...
Legal problems to Luther Campbell, lead rapper of the Two Live Crew, will never end, it seems. Apparently, there's a song on Luther's recently released solo album that makes derogatory remarks about a man named Martinez, his wife, and another man named Navarro. Well, consequently, 350 men have all filed suit against him, claiming that they are the Martinez being referred to in the song. I tell you, everybody's looking for a buck.
This is something I shouldn't say, but I'ma say this shit in your motherfucking way. Fuck Martinez! Fuck, fuck Martinez!
Fuck Martinez! Fuck, fuck Martinez!
Did you hear you say fuck Martinez? Fuck, fuck Martinez!
Fuck Martinez! Fuck, fuck Martinez!
This is a protest song. This is a protest song. Agreed.
Let me
say eat pussy, all right? Y'all ready to kick it? Yo, yo, let's go.
Okay.
Martinez!
Martinez,
what?
Eat pussy.
Martinez! Martinez, what?
Eat pussy.
Martinez! Martinez, what?
Eat pussy.
Martinez!
I don't know what that could be.
Martinez, what?
Eat pussy.
Fuck! Martinez! Fuck! Fuck! Martinez!
Fuck! Martinez!
That goes double for me, you guys. If you can't stand the...
Okay, Fred. Our super snooper, Sam Scoop, located and followed the highly publicized Miami rap group 2 Live Crew to one of Atlanta's hotspots for strippers, Magic City.
As you know, we are now in the strip club in Magic City. Oh, so that's good.
Well, it seems they're in the news again. The 2 Live Crew has started a dance craze that is basically taking the nation by storm. Here's a report.
I mean, who among us wasn't doing the Bart when this album came out?
Like a goose, and bob your body till it gets loose. Ladies, bend your back and also your knees. Shake your titties and let me squeeze. Make a face like you wanna fart. Keep working your arms while doing the part.
till the bucks keep pumping. While you're frontin', on the bar to keep the house jumpin'. Everybody follow me, do that dance, the B-A-R-T. Just step to the right or left, do the bar till you're out of breath.
It's brand new, the dance to do, the move for the 90s and it's coming through. Girl, shake your titties that fall to your knees. Show that ass so I can squeeze, then make the face like you wanna fart. Work them off while I do the bar.
Are you guys doing the Bart? I mean, they're describing how to do it pretty well, so I would like to think you're all doing the Bart right now. I'm driving a car. I can't right now. But.
Fuck, I like it.
tossing up, but then I'm praising out. So when your name down on all fours, you better make sure that you get yours. Cause if you like me, I'll love you and leave you. I got mine, oh, sing.
Turn this damn ass up, that's the way we like to fuck.
Face down, ass up, let me whip it and you suck.
Face down, ass up, that's the way we like to fuck.
Face down, ass up, that's the way we like to fuck.
Okay, fellas, I got one right here, all right, check this out. Give me this pussy, ain't nothing but meat on the bone. Suck it out, fuck it out, leave it alone.
Pussy ain't nothing but meat on the bone. Suck it out, fuck it out, leave it alone.
Say pussy ain't nothing but meat on the bone. Suck it out, fuck it out, leave it alone.
Pussy ain't nothing but meat on the bone.
Okay, ladies, I got one for y'all. Say dick ain't nothing but meat on the bone. Suck it out, fuck it out, leave it alone.
Take back what I said earlier, this is the new national anthem.
Jack, you better leave the little boys alone, Jack. You know, we're going to put the cops on you.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Jack and Bob, I can see you guys pumping each other. And the Jack that we were talking about is Jack Jones. And Bob the Hog. Bob the Hog. I can see you now pumping, Jack. Let's see how many times you can get fuck out of this one here. Fuck one, fuck two, fuck three, fuck four, fuck, count this up, motherfuckers. Fuck, 199 times, fuck you.
Wow. A lot more Two Live Crew than I had originally planned to listen to this morning.
To the Spanish-speaking segment of America. The question is this cut offensive?
Yo soy Juanita, pero no soy suertecita. ¿Tú crees que porque estoy vestida así, soy una puta? Oye, yo vengo de una familia muy católica. No, mijito, yo no mamo ninguna pinga.
To her at the Coco Cabana down in Cuban Town in Little Havana. I asked her name, She said, Juanita, I just had to ask, cause I just had to meet her. I heard of fast girls, but she's a speeder. She said she was hungry and told me to feed her. So I got an espresso and a hot burrito. You look real sweet, you fine senorita. Mama La Pinga.
Fuck, that's an espresso and a burrito.
It's a black thing, baby, so you know it's sweeter. Okay, Juanita, now I must be your guy. She said, Juanita's my nickname. Call me Spanish Fly.
Bueno, tal vez te pueda hacer el favor, pero solo si tú me mamas la chocha. Después, yo te mamo la pinga. Sigue.
Sounds fair.
Black girls, white girls, even Puerto Ricans, but the Mexicans and Cubans are also freaking. I like them in dresses with big old chesses. I also like her style and the way she impresses. The fragrance of her perfume smells like roses. She's guaranteed to turn hands whenever she focuses. She lives in Miami and of Latin descent. And being with her is how my time should be spent. I'm better in the berries on a Friday night, dressed in a soft, silky dress, color virgin white. I said, hey, pretty lady, just suck on my finger, and tonight you're the one to mama la pinga.
Ay, ay, que grande eres. El señor me mamó y mamó muy rico. Ay, papi, chúpame, papi. Sigue, no pares. Más, más, más rápido. Ay.
I think this song might be about fucking as well.
Mama been there.
Otra vez, otra vez, papi. Qué rico. Qué grande la tienes. Todos los muchachos son como tú. Qué bueno estás, papi.
Hi, and welcome to Video No So. I'm your host, Donnie Simple, and on tonight's show, I'll be talking with Pepper and Salt and Plain Kid. So stay with us. Stay.
Say something about real niggas. See, we real niggas. Two live real niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Need it.
And the true fact is, I mean, I don't think they really had no pussy before in their life. I mean, they did a movie talking about getting sex and all that. They need to have us in the movie, because we the real pussy go-getters, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Nope, I don't know what you're saying.
Everything is out right here's the joint, right? Check this out. We got the new Two Live Crew LP coming out in September. So, you know, we're going to smuggle that in your stores and on the radio. It's going to be some real nasty shit here. Because we're some nasty motherfuckers.
All right.
I'm the ex-minister from a troop called B.E. Professor Griff in the flesh, sincerely kicking it off on a ghetto track. Bringing to you some actual facts from the
block. If you really want to take some time to really just get into the mind of Luther Campbell, I recommend seeking out all of the I Ain't Bullshittin's over the years. That was I Ain't Bullshittin' Part 2. I want to say there's at least four.
The overwhelming British success of Band in the USA by Luke of the American rap group Two Live Crew has raised questions. English youths are fascinated with the problem of gangs, thanks to the anti-gang message appearing on this LP.
I drink whiskey, you drink wine. Guess what, y'all? It's gangster time.
Okay, okay, it's time for us to make an anti-gang record here in Miami, Florida. All right, and what we're gonna do is do it on this band in the USA, LP. So, what we gonna do now is tell y'all about how we gang bang and all that shit down here in Miami. See, first of all, the gang shit played out in 74. We don't need none of that gang shit around here no more. But all the real gang niggas is getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
Who gives a fuck about a gang? Niggas from the bottom, we're doing our own thing.
God, I can't even imagine seeing Two Live Crew in 2016. Yeah, the crowds that would show up to that show.
You better get small like the niggas in Miami. Our lifestyle is fast. All about one quick kick ass, so you walk.
What really happened? Was it planned? Was there a cover-up attempt? And was it legal? Inquiring minds want to know.
Five tracks on this album. That's value. Luke Skywalker giving you that fucking value.
Yes,
I guess that was a phone call coming into my home phone number, and it rings through, like the app I have installed makes that ring through to this, which I don't want that. Turn that off. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. People steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness, and trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet it still is all for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide, banging get it over with. And then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
It's year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto was a trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an omen got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him. Dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Trying this Pure Zero punched flavor. Oh god, well, I just spilled a significant amount of it on the car. Tunnel spills. All the way uncool.
Thank you.
I just have my Mixlr thing hooked up to my Facebook account, so when I change that profile picture, usually after a day or so, it filters out to Mixlr again and updates there. That's my Avatar story. I hope you enjoyed it.
No, why are you excited? You know what I'm saying? What happened? Did he win the Grammy? Yeah, damn, he acting like he was a trophy. So you can turn the fuck up. They gon' think I won a Grammy. They gon' think I won a Grammy. Swerving out of panoramic. Making out, they can't stand me. They gon' think I won a Grammy. 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 Swerving out, they can't stand me. Swerving out, they can't stand me. Swerving out, they can't stand me. I'm burnt out, can't stand me. They gon' think I won a Grammy. 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 I'm gonna peel off like a bandit. I'm a non-off. Pissed off, start hearing it. Get a head start, ain't friendly. I stand out, don't blend in. When I say that, I meant it. I don't want to talk to you, head bitch. I don't want bitches to land it. I don't want bitches to nothing. I can't even get on my guest list. They want me to go to the Met Gala. I want a Ferguson and a Gala. The edit is I take it, don't matter. We sit right on the court side. I know the players on both sides. I'm catching out, fuck a cold side. I wear the chain like a bow tie. I wear the brand.
Zangief is my favorite Pokemon. So seeing a Zangief Pokemon avatar, yeah, it's really heartwarming. Heartwarming.
Before you go, summertime.
feel like the tide just keeps turning further and further against Taylor Swift. Like, all that positivity that, you know, when the album came out and all that, like, now it's just, I feel like people are fucking just done. I don't know why. I don't. I'm not paying close enough attention to know why, but. Going the wrong way down this alley, which is real weird, but all the construction's going on, but we made it. All right, I gotta go. Have a fun Thursday. I'll see you later.